So we'll get into Mi Lamim Son L'Shliach, which is exactly, actually exactly related to what we've just were discussing, because after all, we're discussing about whether or not the mili of the shir, right, kiminasha mimsar on the shliach, in its transmission. So the problem with the mili of mimsar on the shliach, just right off the bat, is our Gemara said very clearly, shliach is osha shliach, right, which was last week's shir, said, oh, shliach osha shliach, and our discussion was, right, is he a yad of the bailim? Is the bailim transferring over authority to the shliach, in which case the shliach is like the new bailim, right? But what was very clear in the Gemara was shliach is also shliach, right? And if he's a yad or he's the new bailim, either way, shliach is a shliach. So there doesn't seem to be a limitation on that, right? But the Gemara in Gittin says the following: if you tell someone, right, to amar l'shnayim kisvu get tnu get l'ishti. It's a good kasha, and you have to be machmir because, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe if the guy tells them, oh, write a get, and they tell someone else to write a get, maybe that really is a problem, and they don't have shlichus, and it's a possible get. My tzarech talmud, ilayim mishum dahavi luhu mili. If it's a question of, oh, mili, you know, these are words, and words, you know, to the heat of shlichos, too cold breath gives. Amar Shmuel, Amar Rebbe, halacha krib yosi da amar mili lo mimsron on the shliach. It says, oh, well, you know, we know that Shmuel thinks that mili are lo mimsron on the shliach. You can't give over words to a shliach. In which case, Shmuel should say, in a megureshes. Ela l'Shmuel hakami bailei ha'iksuvu iksav yadan iksav haget. Oh, does he mean just sign it, or does he mean write it? Okay, just to skim down to the end. Says, wait a second. If he's talking about, if we're saying mili l'mimson l'shliach, and he's saying sign it, right? But it's okay if they have someone else write it. Haksav haget kasher, but mili l'mimson l'shliach, right? Since it is, oh, Yisvir lan dikasu ksav yadan hu, ksav haget nasa komer amru v'omodir abiyosi b'omer amru. Okay, so just sort of right off the bat, we have this little bit of a problem, because first we need to explain why mili lo mimsar on the shliach, right? Why is it that you can't appoint the shliach for words, right? For something that's only words, number one. Number two is, how does that fit with our Gemara and Kiddushin, which seem to be pretty much across the board, you have shlichos. And shliach nasa shliach, osa shliach. And number two is, for whatever conceptual reason, we explain that words are not subject to shlichos, shliach osa shliach. If I tell you to go appoint another shliach, the bailim tell the shliach, oh, go make another shliach, that's fine, right? Whatever conceptual reason we're going to give for mili l'mimson the shliach, how is that overcome by the bailim explicitly telling or allowing the shliach to do that, right? So we just have two problems, which is our Gemara said shliach osa shliach. The Gemara here is saying, in Gittin, is saying mili lo mimsron the shliach. But if you tell the shliach to make another shliach by mili, then you could. So far, so good. Okay, so that's our problem. Right, number one. Number two, within the phrase of mili lo mimsar on the shliach, before we start giving svaras for why that might be true, we want to isolate the variable, which is, what do we mean when we say that? Right? Is the problem here, what's the problem here? We're saying, oh, words, right, can't be given over to another shliach. Is the problem something about the fact that it's mili, right? That words themselves are some sort of chisaron in the shlichus? If you're a shliach for words, that's a problem. Is the problem not in the shlichos, but or in the words, right? The nature of it being words, but the mimsuran in the transmission. There's no problem with being a shliach for something that's only words, right? But how do you give that over? You have words, right? You have your words over here or over here. I don't know where do you, right? Wherever you put them. You have the words. How do you give them over to someone else? Right? Gets into, you know, I guess since we were talking about law earlier, gets into like copyright law, right? If you share music and then you sing it over to someone else, right? You're like, oh, I just heard this really nice song, and then you sing it, right? Are you taking someone else's song and then illegally giving, you know, copyright, giving it over to somebody else? You're not allowed to sing it, right? It's a very very difficult area of law of like, oh, well, words are whatever you said, but if someone else is saying those same words, right, maybe they don't have the same thing anymore. How do you give that over? And it's lo nimzar on lishliach, right? Shliach number two, maybe the problem is actually in shliach number two. And maybe in a chanami, you have words. And there's actually a way to transmit words, just like you can transmit words from the baal to the shliach number one. There's no real problem with transmitting words to shliach number two. But maybe there's something wrong with being a shliach for words when you're shliach number two. Right? So here's the problem, right? If I say that words are not shliachable, then what might happen? Then maybe I can't even have shliach number one. On the shliach, which shliach are we talking about over here, right? The Gemara, I mean, it seems in the Gemara clear that we're talking about shliach number two. But if we're, according to this phrase, if we're going to say there's something wrong with mili, that they're not shliachable, right? Or they're not transmittable, so why only shliach number one? If we say that the real emphasis is that mili lo mimsar on the shliach number two, so maybe the real problem is not actually so much in the mili or the mesira, but something about being shliach number two for me. Okay? Just give like a hint, because what I'm saying now doesn't make so much sense. Is that maybe the problem is that shliach number two has no tzira back to the original bialin. Right? Ever sticking with Shakespeare, what's he to Hecuba and Hecuba to him? There's no shaychas between them. Right, there's no tziruf between shliach number two and the original bialin, because, right, he doesn't have any object from the original bialin, and he's never even interacted with them. He's never heard the words that they said. Right, if you hear someone else singing a shweki song, have you ever heard the shweki song? You've never heard the shweki song. You've heard a cover of the song. Right, hearing a cover of the song means that you heard a song by the second band, not the first band, right? If you hear someone else singing Rachim, you can't say like, oh yeah, I heard this amazing song by Shweki, right? You heard, I don't know, Yankel Schmendrick singing Shweki's song, right? But I don't know, on YouTube, it's a song by by Mr. Schmendrick, right? He's doing a cover of Shweki's song, but you never heard Shweki's song. You never actually listened to a Shweki song in your life. And you could continuously make a shvua that I've never heard a Shweki song, even though you've heard a cover of all of the songs, right? So you could always say that shliach number two can't really be a shliach, not because there's anything wrong with shlichus with mili, but because shliach number two, right, has no way to claim that he has any connection back to the original bialin. We'll see it in the shita, so, right? So we don't have to go into too many details right now, but that's the basic thing. I really want to bring this more for a methodological point, which is when you have one of these phrases of, oh, you know, what mili lo mimsar on the shliach, right? A good thing to do is to try to break it down and say, well, okay, we said mili lo mimsar on the shliach, but is the emphasis on the fact that because it's mili, right? Or it's because mili are not mimsar, or is the problem in something really that's focusing on shlichos? Right, this particular case causes a shlichos problem, or there's something wrong with trying to apply shlichos to this, to these things. Okay. Right, mili just emphasizes the chisarn is in the milim. Right, lo mimsarn is in the havara, and the shliach is there's something wrong with his actual practical shlichos. At the end of the day, you did the whole transition, you gave it over, but he still can't properly transmit. Okay, let me just check the chat because I feel like there's something in the chat that's being asked. Okay. Is Moder Biosi definitely true? Tech, not necessarily, like, it's the way it's presented in the Gemara is yes. It sounds like in the Gemara that it is true, but it doesn't have to be. In theory, you could say that Mili lo memso on the shliach is even in Omer Imru. Even if you tell the shliach to tell somebody else, it still wouldn't work. Yeah, okay, Alex is bringing up a good question, which is, if the actual problem of Mili is a real problem, then how could Omer Imru, how could telling a shliach to tell another shliach, how could that bypass that problem? Okay, so we will get back to that. But just sort of a regal achas, what we can say is that the more that the problem is in the transition, you can argue that shliach number one might not really be transferring anything. Because he's not doing shliachos to shliach. He's actually being mekayim shliachos. Right? So on the one hand, that kind of helps us. On the other hand, if you think it's just like, oh, but fundamentally, there's no, you know, Mili just aren't shliachable because what are you giving over? So when I tell someone else that, oh, Bob wants a get, right, then I'm just still telling him things, right? If it's about, oh, if I'm a shliach, I can't do shliachos a shliach with words because they're not physical enough. So I can say, oh, that's fine, but that's a shlichos of words problem. But fundamentally, if he tells me that my shlichos is to appoint this other guy, so I can do the shlichos. If you think the problem is like, but what my shlichos is pagum, because how could he be a shliach for words? So then it should apply even to Omer Imru. Okay.
That's a good diuk, but I was asking just on the methodological, technical level of the words. Is it possible that Umare Rabbi Yossi Beomer Imru is part of the of the conditions that, well, we could make it possible. We could make Shmuel agree with Ketav Yadan if is it just like maybe it's possible to say that Rabbi Yossi agrees with it and that's how we can be Matari to this possibility according to Shmuel? Or is it saying we already know as a given that Rabbi Yossi is Modeh Be'Omer Imru, and then all we have to add is the Tavaged Naseh Ke'Omer Imru, and good, it works for Shmuel. Like is Umodeh Rabbi Yossi Be'Omer Imru, is that clause subordinate to the maybe we can say this, or is that a given?
Right, good question. I'm not totally sure. Honestly, I don't totally know. The way it is structured in the Gemara is definitely it sounds a little bit more like if you're gonna say that blah blah blah, then you know, then we could then still Nasa Komer Imru and Modeh Rabbi Yossi Be'Omer Imru, and that could totally be a, well, if X, then you know Rabbi Yossi might still be Modeh by Omer Imru. Usually, I feel like at least the way the Rambam generally reads Gemaras is that like the last, like Ukimta is usually the one that we accept. So because they're presenting it as like, oh, you know, Modeh Rabbi Yossi Be'Omer Imru. So if you accept that methodology of reading, so we would be inclined to assume that we really mean that Rabbi Yossi is Modeh. But I don't think all the Balyatosos are mekabel that. And they think it depends much more on like case by case. So it's definitely possible to say, yeah, it's a dechia, but we don't have a proof that Rabbi Yossi is Modeh. The fact that it's like it's the last line of the sugya, it's like the final word, at least according to the Rambam's methodology, wouldn't give us an inclination to really assume that it is true. Yeah, but it's not, it's definitely, in the Gemara, it's more that, oh, if Shmuel is going to say we're talking about Ksav Yadan, and we're going to let them have someone else write the get, it's because it's Gomer Imru and all Mibir Rabiosi's mode. Okay. Oh, after we do the isolation of variables, right, Mili Lomimtron Lishliach, right, is it Mili, is it Lomimtron, is it Lishliach? What's the problem, right, in terms of the nature of the din, right? Before we get to like Lomdus on that, we also want to know how expansive is this din, right? When does this din apply? Because we have a Gemara in A, because if we look at the other Gemaras, Kiddushin says Shliach is also Shliach. Sounds pretty broad. Number two is, right, what do we mean by Lo Mimsuran L'Shliach? How often, how expansive is this din? Right? You can't even have a Shliach, right? In Shom Shlichos, if it's Mili, you can't even have Shliach number one. Mili, Lo Mimsuran L'Shliach, ever. And if there are Mili involved, you have to cut the Shliach out of the equation. You got to do it yourself, right? Is it Shliach is not able to make a Shliach in a case of Mili? Meaning Shliach number one can't make Shliach number two. There's no din of Shliach also Shliach, okay? In cases of Mili. But there is Shliach number one. You could have Shlichos, you just can't have a Shliach make a Shliach. Or even in cases of Mili, you can have Shliach also Shliach, okay? When can, what? There's a specific subset of cases where you can't have Shliach Osa Shliach in cases of Mili. What are cases of Mili? Cases of Mili aren't any case of like Dibor. Cases of Mili are very, very specific and very limited. So we say Shliach Osa Shliach, that means across the board, right? Cases of Mili are very, very specific. What's the major temptation to say this? There's a huge temptation to say this. The Gemara in Gittin is dealing with a case of what as its case of Mili? It's Gemara again. It kind of helps the matter.
Wedding the get.
Exactly. Right? What's our makor for Shliach Osa Shliach?
Giving a get,
right? Vishilach Vishilcha. Melamed Shah Shliach Osa Shliach. Right? So giving a get. So if we want to say that that Mili lo mimsuran the shliach, but shliach was a shliach. It's kind of hard to say, oh well, I can't to make it too expansive, right? So we can say, oh well, one's writing the get, one's giving the get, right? You need to write. We're making like a very fine distinction there. So just practically, you say, well, okay, right? We said Shliach Osa Shliach. We said that across the board. There are these very specific cases where we'll consider them Mili and it won't work. But like normally, you know, we're good. Okay? Just an one extreme Shita. Yeah, Nathan?
Was it that clear that Shliach Osa Shliach across the board? Because it seemed like the Gemara, there's a bunch of, like, at least Machloket Tanaim about when exactly and do we say it in all cases? And if maybe there's a Kapeda in certain cases that he wouldn't want him doing that.
Yeah, so that also is a Gemara in Gittin, but the Gemara in Kiddushin is, our Gemara in Kiddushin is just the Shilach Melamed Shehu Osa Shliach, Veshilcha Melamed Shehi Osa Shliach, Veshilcha Melamed Shashliach Osa Shliach. Right? And then we went across and said, how do we know that it applies across everywhere? Then we made a Binyanah, right?
It sounds like the Gemara, at least in Gittin, is still willing to limit it, and maybe it's like functioning under the same limitations for Mili Lo Masrinan.
I'm saying the Gemara in Gittin is definitely right, willing to limit it. I'm just saying in the Gemara, this doesn't come up in the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin, right, says, oh, we have this binyanav that Shlichus works everywhere.
True.
Right? No, you're right. You totally could say, well, in Hanami, it works everywhere, assuming you have certain basic parameters, and Mili is just not appropriate for shlichus at all, right? For example, the Ma'arit here is going to say the idea of shlichus just doesn't make sense by Mili, right? Dafka l'truma, and has an answer for our question exactly like Nathan's arguing, which is okay. The Gemara in Kiddushin learned it out from specific cases, right, which were based on specific parameters where there's a very physical repercussion to the shlichus, right? You can't have someone be your shliach to declare something hekdesh. Right? He says you can't even appoint a shliach to be makdesh one of your cows. Okay? Matana the Kaimalan Kishmuel, the Dini Damri Matana, Harehi Kiget. Let me pack his guy now. New truma chashiva maisa. Truma is like a maisa. Why is truma like a maisa? Afal gav de parchim and parakish mekadish ma'al truma shkin yeshna machshava. Here she knows in the Zeva Ocha Bazar Acher. Mikomoko machshavas truma chashiva kemaisa. The chain ruch and parak omer. I didn't know maisa motim de maim machshava. There's gumar that says something to that effect. Okay. So truma's looks like it's only, you know, only mili, but really truma, you're just like in parentheses. When you make something hektish, it's chulin, and you're now saying, oh, you're hektish. You're making it into hektish, okay? You're being korei sheim shamayim olav. Truma is tevel when you start it off, okay? Meaning, it's already a mixture, essentially, of chulin and truma. And what you're doing when you are mafresh truma is you're separating the trumonim, the truma kedusha, and concentrating it in one part and making the other part chulin. So what you're doing is you're taking something which is a mixture of chulin and truma, tevel, okay? This is one side of the chakira, is like, is there a shame tevel, or is tevel actually just like a mixture of, you know, it's easier to explain right now just using that side of the chakira. Know that if you're learning truma, it's more complicated. But essentially the idea is that there's this kind of already in latent shame truma in it, and you need to separate what is actually going to befall be truma. Okay, so essentially what you're doing is borer. You have something that is chulin and truma, and now you're separating the trumaness and concentrating it in one spot. Okay, so you're moving it from one place to another, as opposed to hektish, where it's not hektish, and by being korei shem shamayim alav, right, you're declaring it hektish, and that's what makes it hektish. Okay, declaring something hektish is mili, right? It's an expression of das, essentially, right? Bimafresh truma is really a maisa. You're really separating the trumaness that's already mixed into the tevel and concentrating it in these fruit. Okay, so the Maharit says, you can appoint a shliach to bimafresh truma because the shliach is doing a maisa. Right? But when it comes to hektish, he's not doing a maisa. He's just declaring that it's hektish. He's, right? He's making a declaration of das that we're being korei shem shamayim on this camp. But mili lo bimser on the shliach, says the Mare, even to shliach number one. You just can't make a shliach because the shliach isn't doing anything. Okay? Actually, remember that for when we get to the sugya of shlichus l'dvar mitzvah. Okay? The Maharit wants to say that shlichus is just limited to ma'isin. If you're not doing a ma'isin, you can't be a shliach. Yeah, Rachel.
I have a pretty fundamental question that falls into this. I'm not really sure what we mean when we're saying that mili, like in the case of a gittin, there is a ma'isa. So I'm not really sure how this fits in.
Giving a get is a ma'isa, right? But let's say I say, trying to think of a very good example. That if I tell you to write a get, so there is a maisa involved that you're going to go do, right? But the writing of the get isn't important, right? What you're trying to do is embody my das to be megarish, right? Now that is fundamentally about mili, says the Maharit. Okay, because what it's really about is the manifestation of das, right? You're right that there's an action involved, but the action isn't in and of itself what really is critical, as much as the action is a way of embodying me, saying hareat latzmech, hareat migreshesli, right? I do it bechtav, right? But the get is a formal declaration of that message. It's a physical manifestation of that message, but ultimately it's a delivering a message. And from the game days. Right? So be right. It gets a little tricky that when we're trying to be like, oh, these are mili, these are not, you're like, well, wait a second, this has a maisa involved, and this is actually literally only mili. When it comes to truma, what you practically do is actually just mili, right? And when it comes to a get, you're actually writing something, which means there's a maisa involved. And yet the memory is telling us that get is actually mili, while truma is actually a maisa. Now, this isn't too hard for us to understand because, right, he's saying halachically on a legal level, right, what you're effecting is considered mili, and what you're effecting is considered a maisa, right, independent of whether physically, practically you need to do a maisa or not. Now, that's actually very important because, right, when we talk about mili, what do we mean? Is mili a problem because physically, practically you're not doing anything, right? Is it more of a practical issue? Let's say I say like mili lo mimser on the shliach, right? What am I giving over? What am I telling you to do? If it's about a legal problem that mili has this chisaron that isn't nitan l'shlichos, so then I can say, oh, well, I care about legally whether it's considered a maisa, right? The Maharit's saying it's not about legally whether it's considered a maisa, it's whether or not it's about legally whether it's considered a maisa, not practically. Okay, if it was more of a practical problem, then we would actually be more concerned about its practical reality and not its legal status. Okay, now I'm not saying it's a legal problem. I care about the legal status of it. Is it a legal maisa? And since there's no legal maisa, things that are not legal maisa cannot be sent, done through shlichos, not even shlich number one. Okay, yeah, sorry. Okay.
So even when there is a maisa, there's always a transfer of das that's happening.
Even when there's a maisa, yes. Yes.
You're like appointing him. You're somehow he's getting some agency. So right. That's I just don't understand how this is a phrase.
Yeah, I think he's saying that mili alone can't be nitan to shlichas, right? If it's anchored in a maisa, so then we can do that, right? But the mili alone can't be transferred through shlichas. You can't even make a shliach for it. Okay. On the opposite end of the spectrum, the Rambam says, the Rambam really limits the whole concept of mili lomimsu on the shliach to what? To get. Okay. To get and shtar. Okay. And what's the problem? Okay. Why? The problem isn't mili lo mimser on the shliach. I mean, it is, but that's right. The Rambam doesn't use that phrase. The Rambam instead says the problem is the person who wrote it, lo amar lo haba l'kasva, was never personally told by the Baal to write it. And that's a chisaron in the get. Why? Here's another one. Yeah. Shein Adam Yachol Limsor Dvarim L'Shliach. Okay. And the problem is that, right, if it's Lo Amar Lo Habal Kasbo, and a shliach tells another person to do it, so that person doesn't actually have never really experienced the das or the lishma of the bailim to write the get. Here's the Reb Chaim. Ikar hachdina demili lo mimsar lishliach who bechol davar ditzarech das bailim. It says, mili lo mimsar lishliach isn't a problem in mili. It's a problem in things which fundamentally need das bailim. Hainu, you need to write a get l'shma. It's not good enough for the get to be accurate and to be signed by Eidim Sherim, Bedas Abal, right? Rather, the actual words of Harayat Megurashasli, right? Harayat Mutar Sechal Adam, needs to be written l'shma by the Bailin. Why? So we talked about this a lot at Dafka back when we learned Gittin, which is the get is a manifestation of his desire to get divorced. It's a breakup letter. It's like a breakup song, just more like a breakup poem, I guess. Okay? In which case, if it's actually a written down breakup, it's not a legal information, oh, by the way, just so you know, right? It is a manifestation of his das to be megarish, right? To break up. And it has to be personal, right? Breakups have to be personal. And that's pretty much fundamental to breakups, right? Which is why they're always, it's always like, oh, no, nothing personal. It's not you, it's me, right? Which is ki hanosenes, that it's actually very, very personal, right? Breakups are fundamentally the most personal. Actually, I think I'm going to revise my raya, right? You don't say, oh, nothing personal. Normally, when there's something personal, you actually say, oh, yeah, nothing personal, right? By a breakup, there's no having meaning that's not personal. So the only way you could try to pretend that it's not so personal is to say, it's personal, but it's not you, it's me. So it's personal, but it's me, not you. So it's like, it's still personal, but in the opposite direction, right? So the same idea is that, right, get by inan ksivo lishma, the get is a manifestation of his rasan to begarish. Min meila chayala din maisa bailim. Kol heicha to binan maisa bailim, amrina bzeh, min lilo mimson lishniach. If I tell someone, oh, I want to break up, just imagine this. Okay? Don't ever do this. Just imagine if you told someone else, right, that you wanted to break up with the person you're going out with. And then had them break up for you. Right? That would be terrible. Right? What's the one exception? Is if there's a shadchan and you only went out like two times, right? Which is a raya that if you're going out with a shadchan and you've only gone out less than two times, you haven't actually really gone out yet. Now, if you mean it, they have like a chalos shame like your ex or something like that. Right? So the point is, right, of course you can't break up through somebody else, right? So in a case of a get, you can't break up with someone through someone who's never heard of you, right? By the way, in a case of a shadchan, the shadchan could do it. You can't have the shadchan tell the other shadchan to tell him. That's like two, that's definitely against Reb Chaim. There are other dales, don't worry. And the Charedi belt, I think, does not pass like this Reb Chaim. But according to Reb Chaim, at least, you can't do that. Right? You can't have the boy shadchan tell the girl shadchan, or the opposite. Okay? Because it's personal. It's a personal communication. It's a manifestation of this guy's das. What's the upshot, though? Is this a din in shlichus? No, right? This isn't really have anything to do with shlichus. This is like a very specific din. It's a gittin din, right? It's das legarish, das lishma, begittin lo mimsri, you know, leshliach lishliach, which makes a lot of sense, right? That's a very specific gittin problem. It's not a shlichus thing, right? Which is also why the Rambam doesn't say that it's a shlichus thing, right? The Rambam says, you know, Mishalo Amarlo Habal Kasvo did it. And you can't have someone write it who didn't have the Baal tell him to write it. Not because the shlichus doesn't work, but because it's impersonal and it needs to be personal. Right? Again, it needs to be written Lishma. Vidasi Isha Neid Me'akiv Bidin Lishma, the below Daita Lo Havi Lishma, Bina Gam Daita Lishma, Mikom Lo He O Se Shar Lishma. And that's why, in theory, I think by a Kishtar Kiddushin, you could get away with it. It's the end of the Reb Chaim. Okay? So just in terms of the Rambam Reb Chaim, Mili is not Mili by Shlichos, right? Or words. Mili is specific things that are a manifestation of Lishma, right? Those things cannot be done through Shlichos or through a Shliach who's never interacted with the Bailim. Right? Because if it's personal, it needs to be transmitted personally. But that's totally a didn't get it. Okay? So now just to sum up, at least to this point, is we have two extremes. The Rambam says you can always have shliach as a shliach, fundamentally speaking. In terms of shlichos, mili lo mimsur on the shliach is not a problem at all. Right? Lishma, right? Or yitziras shtar, get lishma, lo mimsuri lishliach, because Kasvo Misha Losha Mehaba. That's a gittin din. Right? You can't personally manifest this guy's Das Lagaresh if you never spoke to him. On the whole opposite end of the spectrum, the Ma'arit says, no. Shalichos is about having someone perform an action for you, right? Because this other guy's not you. He's not the Baalim, right? They're not married. These two people aren't married. The Shleach isn't married to her. So what he's doing is an action on your behalf. But he can't do things which are not actions, right? You can send a messenger to deliver a package. You can even send a messenger to do other things, you know, but you can't have a messenger just do things which are mealy, which are just, he's going to make decisions on my behalf. Mara says, no, he can't do that. He can act on your behalf, but he can't think on your behalf. He can't speak on your behalf, right? He's really just, he can act on your behalf. So when it comes to Kiddushin, Kiddushin is personal perhaps, but it's not, let's say a Shtar Kiddushin. A Shtar Kiddushin isn't like a manifestation of your Das, right? Shtar Kiddushin is definitely much more on the legal level. It's much more about commitment. It is a commitment, but it's not like a manifestation of your Lishma, potentially. Right? It gets a little tricky because maybe, or at least from her perspective, in terms of the shtar. Because the Reb Chaim says, I think that the shtar kiddushin would have a problem with mili lomim from the shliach, for the shliach habal, but her shliach could authorize them to write the shtar kiddushin because ultimately it's not manifesting her lishma. It just, she's consenting to accept it. Okay, fine. We'll go back to mine. So it comes to Hamiha, Ashwi Hashtar Lishma, Habal Husha Ososa, Midaita Hudinasa Shtar Lishma. Okay, when a shtar kiddushin is made by the husband, right, who's manifesting das to be mekadesh, and das isha is ma'akev b'din lishma, that we say that you also need daita, right? It's a question, but we say it's a question of the Gemara. That you do need her lishma. Also, she needs to say yes before you can maybe write the shtar kiddushin. But even so, mikom makom lo hi ha'osas shtar lishma. She's not creating the shtar. In order to make the shtar for the baal to really have lishma, that it's a shtar for kiddushin to this woman, he has to know that she agrees to marry him. But Reb Chaim is saying that's a chisaron in his lishma, right? Because he's the one who's being mekadesh. And therefore, you could have a shliach osa shliach to agree to a shtar kiddushin. And that means because she's not creating the shtar. By a shtar kiddushin, she doesn't create the shtar, right? She's accepting the shtar. You got that? Nagam that?
Isn't the problem with the Rambam, though, that he says that the shtar can be written al das the shliach of the Mekadesh?
Im kiddush b'shtar ino kosbo el midas ha'av o midas ha'shliach. Right. Arum l'ploni v'ploni v'kiz kiz v'yachm b'shtar matana yidin l'ploni in zeklon. I think it means that the shliach needs to write it. But you're right. One second. It's a good kasha, though. This shtickl soser between Zechiah Matana Dalad Yud, where the shlosha. So there, one second. Kiddush b'shtar inu kosvo el midas ha'av, o midas ha'shliach. Right, you can write the k'shtar k'idushin midas ha-shliach. How does that make sense? If by k'shtar matana, you can't have a shliach tell other people to write a k'shtar matana. That's a very good kasha. Now it says writing a shtar. What's that? So far, writing a shtar for the Rambam is limited to, mili l'mimson l'shliach is really just a din in shtaros, right? Writing a shtar. You can't write a shtar without the direct tzivui haba. So shliach can't be also shliach to write a shtar, because you need the lishma of the Bible. So far, so good. In which case, in terms of shlichos, we're good to go. Right. Now, Alex is asking, in kidesh bishtar, eno kosvo, ela midas ha'av, o midas ha'shliach. Oh, sorry. It's her shliach. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Shliach ha'isha kiddush omer lo harei amukdash l'plani because of b'shar. Im shliach ha'isha hu shemekabal kiddush omer lo harei ponis shashal chububala. Okay, chule v'chule. Im amr ha'av o ha'shliach hein dayo afidu shasa. We're talking about the shliach of the isha. Yeah. The av is the father of the bride. Or the das of the shliach of the isha. Okay. The person who's making the shtar originally, right? The Baal, either by the person giving the matana or the guy who's being megarish or being mekadesh, he needs to mitzave the writing of the shtar. Okay? No one can write a shtar without hearing it directly from the Baal. When it comes, however, there's a rule that when it comes to a shtar kiddushin, she needs to consent before you could write the shtar. Okay? Why? Because in order for it to be lishma, you need to know that she is going to accept it. Right? Fine. If her shliach, right, tells you that you can write the shtar, kiddushin, that's sufficient. You don't need to hear it from her. Okay, that's fine because the das hamischayev, the das lishma that creates the shtar kiddushin is that of the Baal, right? Because he's the one being mekadesh, so he makes a shtar, which is a manifestation of his das to be mekadesh. Now there's an asterisk that if he, right, wants to make a get, so then he doesn't need her das because he can be mekadesh bal korcha. Right? So his get is a das megarish, independent of whether or not she knows and is happy about it. For a shtar kiddushin, it can only be a manifestation of das lekadesh, right? If he actually knows that she intends to accept. Right? It's a chisaron in the lishma of the shtar kiddushin if you have no idea if she's gonna marry you. But fundamentally, that's really still a problem. That's the ikar lishma that creates the shtar kiddushin is his lishma. So his shliach, right, can't appoint another shliach to write the shtar kiddushin. But her shliach can consent to the writing of the shtar kiddushin, right, and even al yedei shliach. Got it? Meaning whoever says the Rambam, at least according to Reb Chaim, and I think makes a lot of sense in the Rambam, creating a shtar requires lishma. In order to really manifest the das and mischayiv of the bailim, you actually need to have heard it from them, right? It needs to be a product of the das, right? It has, if we're manifesting someone's das, we need to have seen them do it, seen them say it, right? And therefore, you know, I just like to like move into like criminal law. If we're testifying that somebody knew about something and did it on purpose and orchestrated some evil plot, right? You need to actually be able to testify that you heard from him that, oh, he's orchestrating evil plot and he wants you to do X, Y, Z. If you just heard, oh, well, I heard from Bob that Jim told me that he wanted evil plot to be carried out, you actually haven't testified that, right, that this the mastermind really masterminded this whole thing because you never interacted with him, right? Same thing here. In order for us to say that this get is a manifestation of the Bailam's Das Mimagarish, there needs to have been some interaction between the two of them, right? And if not, then no dice, right? If we just want to know whether or not they're going to say yes, right? Whether or not they agree to something, then all we need, then we can get that Ayde Shliach. Okay? So Reb Chaim says that the creation of the Shtar needs to be direct, a direct manifestation of the Das Bailim. But that's a din in Shtaros, not a din in Shlichos. But when it comes to her expression of consent, right, which is necessary for us to make an effective get, sorry, an effective shtar kiddushin, that can be done even ayidei shliach lo shliach. Because that's really just information. She's not creating the shtar kiddushin. She can't write a shtar kiddushin, right? If the wife writes the shtar kiddushin and then gives it to the husband, it doesn't work. So she's not creating the shtar kiddushin. Her consent is necessary for the lishma. But she's just communicating consent for him to create a shtar kiddushin. Fine. Okay, that's all really one big parenthesis. Okay. Fine. So now we really have two extremes, right? We have the Rambam who says, really, in terms of shlichos, there's no such din of mili l'mimser shliach. It's a din in shtaros, right? In order to make a shtar, you need the das mischayiv of the bailim. In order to have das mischayiv of the bailim, it needs to be direct. It can't be through a shliach. Fine. Right? The Maharik goes in the exact opposite direction. He says, no, shlichos itself fundamentally does not apply if it's mili, right? Words to the heat of deeds, too cold breath give, and therefore only for deeds can you actually have shlichos. You can send the shliach to do a deed. You cannot send the shliach in order to communicate, you know, information and be, you know, just be like, oh, yeah, this is the das. Okay. Is there a middle option? A more moderate option in between? The answer is yes, which is good. We're happy about that. Okay. What are we going to do? Mili. What are mili? Okay. So Rashi says, Rava Amar, Hasam, Hainu Taim, Adlo Mashbu Shliach, Shalom Masar Lahem, Ela Dvarim. Ve'in bidvarim koach lios chozrim v'nimsarim la'acher. Aval get the isbe mashasha chozer v'nimsa. Okay. Another Rashi. This one is Rashi in Gintam Chabav. Inem amili imimsar l'shliach v'kasher. Udvarim shenemar l'shliach ze im yachol l'mosran l'shliach acher. Or not, even lo minson, who puzzled the hacha mili ba'alma masalahu. He merely gave him words. Ve'inan chuzren v'nimsarin. Right, v'losar. V'lo dami l'mosa get l'shlucho, sheyachol lachzor v'lasa shliach achen. Okay, again. Igal mirror, the ksav haget, the midolo kapital, a nasakomer imru l'sof. V'yachtov ksavatai, the mother reals. Oh, that's aside. That's not so helpful. We're going to skip that for now. Yeah, we'll leave that alone for now. Okay. Okay, fine. Very, very sublime. Sorry about this. On Alex's question from before. So Rashi, the way Rashi presents it sounds very much like it's like a rejection of the whole meaning of the Mimser on the Shliach idea that Rabbi Yossi is Mode Omer Imru, right? And it seems like, oh, you can name our Ksav again, Midalo Kapit Alei. No, really, I take back everything I said about me the minister on the shliach, and it's more of like a kepeda idea, right? Like, oh, he's makbid, he's not makbid, and then we're really erased, and it's really like a total rejection of everything we said until now, in terms of the fundamentals. But fine, and so grime again. Sorry about that. Okay, what's Rashi saying? Why are me the minister on the shliach?
I really don't understand what Mili is according to him.
Mili is according to, okay, so I think according to Rashi, Rashi says, right, lo masalem ela dvarim, he only gave him words. Ve'in bedvarim koach lios chozrim v'nim sarim la'acher. I'll get this be'mashasha chozrim v'nim sar. Okay?
Oh,
the problem with words is that they're words, right? They're ephemeral, right? There's no, you have no strength or no method, power to then go and give them to someone else. How do you give over words to someone else? But a get, the isbe mashasha, which is physical, chozev and imsar, then you can just give it over. Right? So what's Rashi think the problem is? And I said, it's like, scribe could give more.
You need some sort of chafsa when you're...
Right. Down. And also, what's like, what's the biggest, like, how do you describe, like, the mechanical problem? Like, the legal mechanics of the issue? So I'd give, like, a more legal formulation. The problem with Rashi is that it just, like, makes so much sense. It's hard to, like, give you, like, like, you're not giving him over anything. Like, what, just, like, legally, formulate that legally.
It sounds similar to the Ma'arit to me. There needs to be some kind of connection for physical object.
Okay. You know, so it's like, so what the Ma'arit's saying is, like, a fundamental problem in the Minui Shlichus. Like, you can't really make a Shliach for that. Just remember that the Ma'arit says you can't have a Shliach at all. And Rashi is saying that Shliach 1 can't make Shliach 2. Mm-hmm. You still could go with that line of reasoning, right? The Ma'arit says the fundamentals of Shlichos is that you're pointing someone to do something. And here you're like, oh, you're not pointing him to do something, so it's not going to work. I feel like Rashi's not going with the Ma'arit in that sort of direction. You could definitely argue that. I think there's a different, and Rashi is a little bit different than that. I feel like the key word is really like they're dvarim, and then koach lios chozer benim sarim. But again, dish be mashasha, oh, chozer benim sar. Right? If we go back to like Mili, lo mimsar on the shliach. Okay, so the Ma'arit said, oh, the problem is Mili, and there's Mili just don't work with Shlichus. I think Rashi's focus is actually on the Mimsar L'Shliach, right? Mili lo Mimsaran L'Shliach. The problem, if we go all the way back, right? In Derech Lahav, you just have no way, like physically, to transfer it, right? How do you move words from one person to another, right? Like, You give the other person a recording of the bio, like telling you what to do or something, right? How do you transfer that shlichus, right? Rashi's saying, if it's a get, if I'm shliach one and I want to pass on the shlichus to shliach number two, so how do I say, oh, now you're going to be the shliach? I can take the get and I can give it to him, and now he is going to be the shliach, right? But how do I appoint someone to be a shliach if I'm giving him some information? Bob wants to divorce his wife. Okay, right? How did I give over the shlichus that I have? How did I make him now into a new shliach? What does he have to do with the whole situation, right? If I tell him, oh, Bob wants to divorce his wife, that's nice information, but I'm not giving over the ratzon to be megarish, let's say, right? I don't have the ratzon to be megarish. I heard a Shweki song, I could sing it for you, but you're not hearing the Shweki song. You're hearing me giving a cover of the Shweki song. Right? So I think what Rashi is saying is that there's just no way to, how do you transfer it? The lack of mechanism does discriminate between the first and second Shliach, right? Because the first shliach right? Actually heard the Shweki song. He experienced the Shweki song. So he heard it, right? This guy said, oh, I want you to go and write again, right? I want you to go do whatever Mili thing. I want you to be Makdish, my cat. So, right? So I know your Das. You've empowered me to manifest that Das. So now I go and I've been empowered to do X, Y, Z, right? That's exactly the difference between Marit and Rashi. According to the Marit, there's a how could you be Bailim over this other guy's Das? So you can't even be a Shliach. According to Rashi, the problem isn't the Shlichos. The problem is how does Shliach 1 give it over to Shliach 2? But Shliach 1 could be a Shliach for the guy's Das. I can be your Shliach to be Makdish your cow. What I can't do is be your Shliach, right, to be Makdish your cow, and then give over your thought that you want to be Makdish your cow, and then give that to somebody else. How do I give over the fact that you want to be Makdish your cow? Right? So the Marit says, you can't even be a Shliach to be Makdish someone else's cow, even if you heard it from them, because what are you a Shliach for? You're a Shliach to manifest their Das? You're not allowed to be a Shliach for that. That's not substantial enough to have Shlichos be applicable. Shlichos is only about Meisen. Rashi says, you could be a Shliach to manifest someone else's Das. You can be a Shliach to write a get. You could be a Shliach to be Makdish someone's cow. What you can't do is be a Shliach to manifest someone else's Das and then take that Das out of your head and like give it to someone else, right? If I'm a Shliach to deliver a package or a matana or a get, so I can take the get and I can give it to somebody else, right? And I say, now give this to, you know, Bob's wife, right? Or I can say, give this matana to Ploni, right? And then, okay, I can transfer it somewhere else, right? But if I want to say, be Makdish Bob's shore, I can say, Bob really wants to be Makdish's shore. And then the other guy says, okay, that's very nice, right? He's like, no, I'm giving you Bob's Das to be Makdish's shore. And the other guy says, oh, okay, I got it, right? It's very insubstantial. Okay? So I think that's exactly what Rashi's saying, is that, well, there's just no way to give him mamashas, right? And there's no way to transfer. Okay? Now, interestingly enough, is Maimenu, right? We've actually tried to come up with ways of giving over Mili, right? It's like the whole, a lot of modern cryptography is around trying to like make a way of like transferring information in which you're actually giving over like the information as a chefta, right? So like the mission, you know, like all the blockchain stuff and whatnot is all like, oh, like can we make like information as something that you can give over, right? Now that has its own chisaron because you're changing it every time you give it over also, right? So it's really almost like a new thing. But the idea of like, oh, you have Mili, how do you transfer that? How do you treat that as a chefza that you can give over, right? And how, when you give it over, are you not actually giving over a brand new idea that's your own, right? You know, if I tell you, oh, I heard the Shweki song, so I'm singing the song, right? You're hearing my cover of the song, not Shweki, right? So how do you give over that experience? Okay, so I think we'll stop here, and then we'll go further in terms of this like middle position of cases where you can't have Shliach 1, but you can't have Shliach Osa Shliach because Mili Lo Mimser on the Shliach as a problem within the world of Shlichas, not as extreme as the Marit and not as minimized as the Rambam, but in this direction of Rashi.